The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara at the end of Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis brings down there were Eser Masayas on Rav Huna that Sancher of the Rasha made on that day before he came to Yerushalayim. And he went to 10 different places. The Gemara asks the Kasha that there is much more than 10. And the Gemara says that no, the words Basgalim, Soli Koilich Basgalim, the words Basgalim in the Pasuk, which the Gemara understood previously was one of the places that Sancheriv had gone before coming to Yerushalayim, was not really a place, and it was really a reference to the Avos HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, Soli Koilich Basgalim, the Navi who came to the Knesset Yisrael, Soli Koilich Basgalim, Bitei Shel Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov, that Klal Yisrael, who are the children of the Golem, the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, these waves, because they did mitzvahs, kegalei hayam, that they did mitzvahs like the waves of the sea, so they have nothing to worry about from Sancheriv, only from Nebuchadnezzar. The Mefarshim, the Maral, other Achayim, explain that what's pshat, that Klal Yisrael, that the Avos HaKadoshim, that they did mitzvahs, kegalei hayam, in reference to the waves. A different pshat. And the Maral says pshat, in the Chedush HaGadol, that the Avos HaKadoshim were nicker. They were mavur and nicker, like the waves are nicker. And mavur, they shine above everyone else. They go above the water, above everybody else. Al yidei the mitzvah. So too, the Avos HaKadoshim, go above everyone else, al yidei their mitzvahs. And the Maral explains that the Avos, what was their miyuchadik, what was the uniqueness of the Avos, is that kol davar shatza yarak b'tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that they did was b'tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, they were nicker. They were nicker in their ma'isim, al yidei the mitzvahs that they did. Now, it would be mashva, it's interesting, it would be mashva in the Maral, that every single thing that the Avos HaKadoshim did was al p'tzivei Hashem, was with the word of Hashem that they... Now, whatever Hashem told them to do, they did. And this would be mashma to us that the Avos HaKadoshim did the mitzvahs, as we know, that the Avos before Matan Torah, the Avos, the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael in general, we know that they were Mekayim the mitzvahs before Matan Torah. And the question is, were they Mekayim the mitzvahs before Matan Torah as a chiyuv? They had a din Klal Yisrael, just like we have a din of Jews. So the Avos before Matan Torah, they also had a din of Jews. Or the pshat is that they were mekayim the mitzvahs like a chumrah. That is, they really had a status of goyim, and they were mekayim the mitzvahs lechumrah. It was like a chumrah that they considered themselves as Jews. It's already mavur in the Gemara Yuma Daf Kof Ches that Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol Torah kulu. We find in many places that the others were mekayim the mitzvahs. It says Avraham Avinu was even mekayim the rabbanon, even erev tafshilin. A kapanim from this maral would be mashma that they had a tzivui. They had a requirement, a chiyuv to do it, and that's why it says that they were special, unique over everybody else, that they stood above everybody else. Then with the fact that they were mavur from the fact that every aspect of their lives was done up in tzivui of Hashem. This already, whether or not Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, the Avos HaKadoshim before Matan Torah, were they considered Yisrael l'chumra or l'kula, meaning they were mamish Jews, pashit in every aspect, even for kulas, or were they considered Jews only l'chumra? Even l'chumra is, we find already the famous Kedua, the Parshas Drachim, and Josh Aleph discusses this. He brings down that perhaps the Machlaikas Achrayim, Rishayim, he brings Machlaikas between the Tanoim, Amoroyim. And then in the end, he makes it even a machlekes between Yosef and the Shvatim. The machlekes was that the Shvatim, and we know that the Yosef, Vayavi Yosef, the Basim Ra'al Aviyam, Yosef brought some kind of Lashon Hara against his brothers. What was the machlekes? What was the vikuach between Yosef and the Shvatim? Of course, we can't machlal understand this on a low level, that there was a machlekes, that Yosef didn't get along with his brothers. So he learns that the machlekes was, what was the status of the Achim? Are they considered Jews? Or they were full-fledged Jews, and that's what the Shvatim held. Or they were Jews. They were really considered Goyim, B'nai Noyach. And they were Mekayim the mitzvahs only as a Chumrah. It was a Chumrah. It wasn't a Tzivoy. It was a Chumrah that they were Mekabel on themselves, the mitzvahs. The Shvatim held that they were Jews, and that's where the Shvatim, what was the Lashon Hara? Yosef said that he saw them eating, gave him an Achai. And Yosef also said that they were making fun of the Shvatim that were the children of Bila and Zilpah. So what did the brothers hold? The brothers, what did Yosef see? Yosef saw that they had eaten a ben pakua. He saw that they ate an animal, that the mother of this animal was shechted, and this was a baby inside, which the Gemara in Chulin tells us, that such an animal you're allowed to eat, even if it doesn't have a shechita. You're allowed to kill that animal. It's marsayin, you have to kill it, but you're allowed to just eat that animal, even though it doesn't have a shechita done to it. The Yosef found the brothers eating such an animal that they didn't shecht. This is because the brothers held that they had a status of full-fledged Jews. So because they had a status of full-fledged Jews, they had the kulas of the Yidden. The kulas of the Yidden enabled them to even eat an animal that wasn't shechted so long as the animal had a halachic shechita done to it. Mashen came, the Yosef held that they were Jews only the chumrah. And therefore, a goy has a certain chumrah in this aspect. The goy is not allowed to eat an animal until the animal is dead the gamrei. And the fact that a halachic shechita was done to it is not enough. So therefore, Yosef saw them ripping off the arm of this animal and eating it. And as Jews, they were allowed to, because halachically a shechita was done to the mother, which is considered a shechita done to it. And Yosef felt that they had a din of goyim, and in Meikar din, they were considered goyim, and therefore they didn't have a right to eat this animal. They wouldn't be allowed to eat this animal. They would have to make sure the animal's dead before they ate it. They wouldn't be able to rip off the arm and just eat the animal. Another thing Yosef said is that they were making fun of... Yosef said that they called the brothers of the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, they called them Bnei Avadim, they called them slaves. They were mevazeh them, they made fun of them. So the brothers held that they had a status of full-fledged Jews, so of course the brothers were on a lower level, and they were on a lower status. And they did have less yichus, and therefore they were able to call them the kids of the, they were able to call them slaves. Mashek and Yosef held that they had a din of Jews, and since they had a din of goyim, and since they had a din of goyim themselves, so then they had no right to call the children of Bilhah and Zilpah avadim, slaves, because they had the same low level status of yichus kilu as the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. And we find all over. We find that the Rishayim, we find the Ramban and Vayikra in Perek Chavdalit is coming to argue on the Chachma Serfotim. The Ramban says that Klal Yisrael had a din of Jews, had a din of Yidden. That the Ramban holds that they have a din of Yisrael, the Gamrei, and the obvious before Mantorah, the Chachma Serfotim held that they have a din of Goyim. This again, this Machlekes, Rashi in many places, is Mashmada, Klal Yisrael, Bemis, before Matan Torah, they had a din of Goyim. In the Achreinim we find already, there's a Chupas Ramah and Simon Yud, and the Marsha and Yuma and Kafchasim and Beza Mashmah, that they had a din of a Yisrael. Shmaitza and the Akadama, the Meshachachim and Parshat Tzilchan, and Mashmah, that they had a din of Goyim. Chule, and Parshat Tzilchan, again, as we said, it's maybe even a possibility of a Machlekes Tanoyim. There are many Shailas that the Achreinim, the Rishayim talk about klape the status of the Avos HaKadoshim, klape if they had a status, assuming if they had a status of a Yid or if they had a status of a Goy, Yisrael Chumra. The many Shailas that the Achreinim, Rishayim ask about the Avos HaKadoshim, for example, how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? How did Avram Avinu marry Hagar, who was a Mitzri? How did Avram Avinu eat the Korban Pesach if Bemis, he was not mild yet, and Bechlal, how did Avram Avinu not do the mitzvah of Mila? How come he waited for 97 years? After he was Makar Boy right after the age of 3, how come he waited until the age of 100 in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mila? And there's many other Shailos. How could they go to Mitzrayim? How could the others have gone to Mitzrayim? There's an issue to go to Mitzrayim, as we spoke about in the last year. The Bemis is, there's a major Machlekes. From what point, if the Avos did have a status of a Jew, or they had to keep the mitzvahs, akopanim minadin, or akopanim l'chumra, from what point did that start? So the Ramban Shita, and the Mashal brings it down in Baba Basra and Dafta Zayin, Ramban says that only started after Avram Avinu was Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. And this really would answer up many shailas. Number one, this answers up how come Avram Avinu didn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. Because you only became Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs from the point of when he was Mekayim, when he did Mila. That's when Avram Avinu became, I guess you can call it, the first Jew. From the point of when he was Mekayim to Mrs. Mila, that's when they got the status of a Yid. So the Fas Torah goes like that, or the Kiva Eger says like that. The Emes is the Balaturim, however, and the Parshas Drachim are mashma not like that. The Parshas Drachim is mashma, and so is Baal Turim, that it was from the point of when Avraham Avinu was makers boyrei, from he became when he started having a seichel from the age of 3 years old. The Baal Turim says that's pshat. It says Ekev. Ekev Asher Shama, that Avraham Avinu was Shemeya B'kol Hashem. He listened to Hashem. Ekev is gematria 172. Now Avraham Avinu, even though he lived 175 years, he was for 172 years, he lived al pi the tivi of Hashem. Everything al pi the tivi of Hashem. So we see it was really that Avraham Avinu was doing the mitzvahs already from the age of 3, from the point where he was makir as boyrei for 172 years. Other answers to the question, how come Avraham Avinu wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila Kaidim? This is a very famous question. There's many terutzim on this. How come he didn't do the Mila beforehand? So the Yaduah, the Sri Deish says, the famous teretz, that the concept of a Mila is a bris. It's a covenant. And you can only have a Mila, you can only have a bris when there are two sides. So until the point when it was given a tzivoy, and it was told to do, until that point, it wasn't possible for Avraham Avinu, even though all the other mitzvahs, the others could have done on their own, with their own understanding, and understanding that this is something that had to be done. But a bris, inherently, without having a tzivah, you don't have another side. And you can't have a bris covenant without a different side. So that's why Avraham Avinu had to wait until there was a tzivah. Another teretz, famous teretz that the Mizrahi says, in the Bereishis and Perek Zayin, was that the Mila, you only get one chance. And so Avraham Avinu wanted to get the Mila, we know, Gadol Mitzuvah V'Oise, you have a bigger Mila of doing the mitzvah when you're told to do it, when you're Mitzuvah to do it, because there's a bigger Yetzirah Kaneir, but Al Kapanim, you have a bigger Tzivoy of being Mekayim a mitzvah when you're Mitzuvah to do it, and therefore since Mila you're only going to get to do once, so Avraham Avinu waited till he got the tzivoy in order to be Mekayim the Mila, as opposed to something like a lulav, that Avraham Avinu had to do the lulav even without a tzivoy, because if he would wait till the tzivoy, so he'll miss this year's and next year's and the years after, Mashenke Mila. Mila is something that you only have once in a lifetime, so Avraham Avinu was waiting for the tzivoy to come. In Maldiskin, in Toldus, Perek Chavav, he brings down interesting teretz, that it was a chasarin in Himol Yimol. You know that there's halacha, that the only person who can give a bris mila is somebody who is mild himself. Now, we learn out that doesn't mean he has to be mild himself. It just means he has to have a status of Yisrael. So, for example, if you have somebody who's unable to give a mila, to have a mila because his brothers died from the bris mila, so therefore he's unable to have a bris mila, so then the halacha is he's still allowed to mal. So Avraham Avinu, until the point when he got a tzivoy to give a bris mila, until the point where he had a tzivoy to give a bris mila, to do a bris mila, Avraham Avinu was unable to be mekayim the mitzvah of mila, because only a person who has a shame moil, a person who has either a bris mila himself or the tzivoy to mal, he's the only person who could mal. In other words, there was a chasarin mitzad the moil. There was no moil until Avraham Avinu got the tzivoy to do a mila. There was no moil. The Briska Rav in Parshas Lech Lecha says that the reason why Avraham Avinu couldn't do a mila was because until the point where he got a tzivoy, so then the aver on which to do the mila was just like a finger, it was just like any other aver of the body, and it didn't have a shame of an oral. The only din to do a mila is on an oral. And that status of oral only came after there was after he got the tzivoy to do the bris. The Flos says another teretz that Ben Noyach, anybody really is not a yid also, before the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Sadi Aleph, is not allowed to damage himself. Now that cut yourself, now that hurt yourself, it's not your body, it's really, it's Hashem's body, and it's just a pikadin given to us. So until the point of where Avraham Avinu got a tzivoy to do the bris mila, so he wasn't allowed to cut himself. Once he got the tzivoy, of course, it's not considered cutting, it's considered tikkun. So therefore you are allowed to, but until that point, for Avraham Avinu to have cut himself, it would be considered a chavala, which would be aser. Now this shayla brings to another shayla, which is really a negeil halacha to the shayla, which we can bring in negeil eyes in a moment, but what did Avraham Avinu do about Shabbos? It's mevur in the Levush in Simon Reis Study Beis that which we say Avram Yagel Yitzchak Yiran and Yaakov Vanev Yanuchaboy is. It shows us that the Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that they were Mekayim Shabbos, as we know about them, Mekayim Kol Tzarkula, but we know that they were specifically that they were also Mekayim Shabbos. Now this poses a problem, because if they had a status of a Jew, of a Yid, a full-fledged Jew, then Avada, they kept Shabbos, there's no problem. But if the Avos HaKadoshim had a status of a Goy, and they only kept the mitzvahs L'chumrah, They were Jews, l'chumra, so then it poses the problem on Shabbos. What's the problem? You know that the Gemara says, but the halacha, Rambam brings down that a Jew is, a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. Goy sheshavas is chayiv misa. Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Only a yid is allowed to keep Shabbos, and a goy is not. So this serves the problem that what did the others do on Shabbos? Because if they on the side that they were Jews, they had a they were mikayim Yiddishkeit l'chumra, so they wanted to keep Shabbos, they wanted to be shomer Shabbos, and they didn't want to do any of the 39 melachas and any of the Yisurim. But at the same time, they were goyim. They had to worry on the side that they were goyim. So therefore, they had the halacha that was prohibiting them to keep Shabbos. The halacha asked them to keep a Shabbos because the goyish Shabbos is chayv misa. So we have to find, the Acharonim and the Rishonim, they all looked for cases of what the Avos HaKadoshim were able to do that we can consider it that they were shomer the whole Shabbos, yet at the same time that they weren't shomer the Shabbos. They did something, they did some kind of a violation of the Shabbos, because otherwise it would be considered that a goyish Shabbos is chayv misa. Otherwise, it would be considered that a goy who kept Shabbos, which is aser. Now this Shaila has halachic ramifications, because, for example, the Gemara says in Ksuvis that if you find a baby, a tinoik, in a place where there's Mechsa Yisraelim and Mechsa Goyim, half Yid and half Goyim, so we give the Goy, we give this child the status of a Yid L'chomra, which means that we'll save him, and if there's a Shalav, it tells the Fashas, the Koch Nefesh will save him, because perhaps he's a Yid, and at the same time, we'll also give him a status of a Goy. He has nafkaminas that he has halachic ramifications that he might be a Goy. Nafkamin over here would be that what would this person do? We find such a baby, and we don't know if he's a Jew, we don't know if he's a guy, so we have to tell him he has to keep Shabbos because he might be a Yid. At the same time, we have to tell him he can't keep Shabbos because if he keeps Shabbos, the halacha is he might be a guy, and a guy should Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Another example of this is the Pesukim can talk about the Margolis Hayam and Armasach and Nunchasim and Beis brings down that what if you have a ger, there was a case of a certain ger whose mouth, he had a bris milah, and because of the bris milah, he got sick and he was unable to do a tefillah. And there's a big meduber in the Pesukim, what's the halacha of such a person? Is he ayin in Yeridaya? And then in the Pesach Shuvah and Reish Samachay, that discusses the status of a ger that was mouth and he didn't have a tefillah. So there are Paiskim that say he's still a din of a guy, but there are Paiskim that say he's a Suffolk Yehudi Suffolk guy. So what does this person do when it comes to Shabbos? On the one hand, he has to keep Shabbos because he might be a Yid. On the other hand, to keep Shabbos, a guy that with Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So the Achrayim have many eitzes of what the others did, what this person could do. This is really Bemis is a common negedik shala nowadays. A lot of times, a person comes to Eretz Yisrael and he finds out that he walks into some rabbi in America and he finds out that he might have a din of a Jew, is a suffolk, if his mother was a Jew or if his grandmother was a Jew, a great grandmother. Nowadays it's becoming a more common shaila. He's finding out that he's a suffolk yid. So that first time he finds out, let's say Friday afternoon, so there's not enough time for him to go and get a conversion, etc. So what does he do? Shabbos comes, so he has to keep Shabbos. He has to keep Terunei Melachos at the same time. He might be a goy. A goy should Shabbos. It's Chayv Misa. So what do we tell this person to do? So there's many terutzim. One of the famous terutzim, most of the terutzim are famous, but one of the terutzim that they say is the Jewish day is different than the Goyish day. The Jewish day goes after the night, and we know that the Shki is at 6 o'clock, so Shabbos starts right before 6 o'clock, and it ends the next day at 7:12 according to Rabbeinu Tam, or 6:45, etc., 6:50. So we know that that's a Jewish day. The Jewish day starts by the night. The Goyish day, as we know, starts from 12 o'clock at night. Maybe even halacha, it could be from alois, but let's say it starts from 12 o'clock at night and goes from 12 to 12. So therefore, even if this person were to be shomer the entire Shabbos, and he wouldn't do any of the 39 halachas and any of the drabanans, he would still not run into the problem of a goy sheshavas, because he would just be able to work on Friday afternoon and on Maitei Shabbos. So as the status of a goy, he doesn't have a 12 to 12 period of where he rested. Mashenkin is a Yid, he rested on Shabbos. And then that's one way. The problem with this answer is it's not going to help us for a case of when Shabbos and Yontif fall out right next to each other, because then Taka has a 12 to 12 period of where he rested. Another teretz that the Michas Chinuch says is he'll do a Chati Shir. For example, he'll carry out half of a Gregoris into a Rishus HaRabim, into a place where there's no Erev. So according to, as a Yid, you know, he didn't do an Issa Deraisa, because the only Issa is if he carries out an entire shear. He carries out an entire Gregorous amount into a place, into a Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin as a goyim, we know that goyim don't have, there's no shear by a goyim. The whole concept of shearim, of amounts, measurements, is halacha mashim sinai, which was said to Yidden. So if he's really a goy, so then it's considered he did carry. He can carry it even though it's under a shear. Mashenkin, if he's a yid, so he didn't carry the shear. The problem with this teretz is that the Gemara in Yuman Kaf Ches is mevur, that the Avos HaKadoshim were mekayim, kol ha-tar kula, including even the Rabbanans. So, l'chayra, the Teretz is not going to be enough, because it certainly is a derabanan. If not deraisa, but akabanan, it's certainly derabanan. The Laz Mavur and the Mishavur and the Shin Men, certainly an is a derabanan to do a chatishir, to carry out a chatishir. There's a famous Teretz from Reb Chaim. In Chaim's in Chedushim al Shas and Simen Taflam Evav, he's medayik in the Lashon Rambam that the only isser is to create a new religion. Is when this guy wants to make some kind of a new religion where he rests on a specific day, he creates a new religion. But if he's doing it, let's say for example, if he's doing it just he wants to sleep the whole day, so then there wouldn't be an isser. He's not specifically resting because he wants to have a new religion. He's resting because he wants a day off. In this case also, Rav Chaim says maybe the same thing with the Avos HaKadoshim. Rav Chaim has his malach. Other Chayim say that maybe over here, the Avos HaKadoshim, they weren't doing it Medina to create a new religion. They were trying to connect to Yiddishkeit, and also they were doing it mikayach hasafek. So that wouldn't go into the isser. The only isser is when the goy is Shabbat, he's trying to create this new religion. Another answer, the Binyan Siyan, the Jewish Binyan Siyan says, is by a yid, the isser is the 39 malachas and the derabanans, and that's what he would tackle on Shabbos. He'll refrain from those things, this person, this suffolk Jew. He'll refrain from doing 39 malachas. But we know a yid is allowed to carry around couches on Shabbos. It may not be necessarily in the spirit of Shabbos to go and start moving around couches, etc. And it could be that there are certain points where it would run into zilzul Shabbos. But let's say he would carry a heavy couch and bring it from one corner to the other corner. So as a yid, it would be mutter. But as a goy, the isser is resting, is not necessarily the 39 malachas definition of resting, but what the terminology in the world is called resting. If you carry a heavy load from one room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, it could be as a guy, that would be enough to not be over on the loch of a guy sheshavat chayiv misa. The famous teretz, I think the most famous teretz is what the Maram Shik says and the Maram Diskin says, is the teretz about tzitzis. Is that as a yid, we know that what's the reason why you're allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos? It's not the strings that are coming down are not really a part of the beged. The answer is that since it's a tachshit to the beged, without it, the beged is forbidden to wear for a yid. So therefore, you're allowed to, of course, wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Now, a goy, that's all for a yid who's being mekayim the mitzvah when he wears the tzitzis. A goy who's wearing tzitzis, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, the tzitzis, the strings that are on the beged of tzitzis, are considered a masa. They're considered he's carrying something. So therefore, if the person is a yid, so then the tzitzis are working to be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, the beged is not considered he's carrying. He's not considered he's carrying the tzitzis, and therefore it's mutter. Machen kein as a goy, wearing these tzitzis would be a problem. It'd be considered carrying al kapanim, because as a goy, he's not getting a mitzvah. And therefore, the strings are just considered a masa, and he's carrying the strings. So that would be the eitzus to give this person a pair of tzitzis to wear. So I end with one more teretz I saw in that same tshuva in the Maram Shik. Excuse me, a different tshuva in the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik says the eitzah would be to send a shliach. You know, do you tell this Suffolk Jew or the other Sakadoshim, they would tell a shliach to go and light a fire. So we know that the Gemara Bar Matzias says right now that there's no shlichas to a guy. So if he's a yid, so there was no shlichas. So therefore, it's considered the guy did it, and not considered the Jew did it, and therefore there's no problem. Mashegin, if the person is considered a guy, if the others were considered goyim, so therefore, we know for goyim yeshlichas to a guy. So when he told the guy to turn on the light for him, to turn on the fire for him, so it's considered he did it, because it's shlichas. And therefore, we could be considered that he had been mechal Shabbos. Now, the only problem with this teretz is of course that this is neged in a major part of Hilchos Shabbos, which we know is the concept of Amir la'akum, and it really wouldn't help us because we know even though there's no shlichus to a guy, but that the Graz explains that the whole concept of Amir la'akum was that Chazal were mechadish that there is a musik of shlichus when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's some kind of a shlichus l'chumra that there's an isser of Amir la'akum to tell a guy to do something for you is of course Aser on Shabbos. If it's forbidden for you to do, then of course it's Aser on Shabbos for you to ask the goy to do for you.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-VAAD. 1-800-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.